The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Tonight I'm preaching on the topic, May Your Hands Be Strengthened by the Lord. One of the pastors on our daily platform for prayer led us the other day and alluded to some of the things that I'm going to talk about. My spirit resonated with the message because I had been meditating on the same thing, and that was just telling me a witness of the Spirit to go ahead and proclaim the word to you. Please stand with me into the Old Testament, the latter part of the Old Testament. There's a book there called Zechariah. Please, if you find it, turn to chapter 4, the latter part of the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 4. And I want to read verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's look at verse 7 as well. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Can I hear an amen from the reading of the word? Let's take a brief historical background. There was a king that ruled Babylon by name Nebuchadnezzar. And at a point in time, Nebuchadnezzar attacked the Jews. He attacked Israel and he burnt down the temple of Solomon with fire. And then he took the Jews captive and sent them into exile. So the Jews were taken from the land of their birth and carried far away into Babylon. The Jews would go and spend up to 70 years in this place. And when the time was come, there was need for them to begin to return to the land of their birth. So these Jews returned in batches. Or we can say the returnee Jews came in different batches. One batch was led by Ezra, another batch was led by Nehemiah, and then another batch was led by Zerubbabel. So in tonight's message, we'll start with the batch that was led by Zerubbabel, and we may switch into another area of leadership as well. So like I was just saying, one of the returnee batches was led by Zerubbabel. And at the time that Zerubbabel returned, the commission that was given to him was to go back and reconstruct the temple of the Lord. Around this time, God has made available some prophets to be a source of encouragement, a source of inspiration to him. One of such prophets was Zechariah, and the other was Haggai. So the returnee Jews that came in batches came home to realize that there was no temple to worship in. There was no place to offer their sacrifices. There was no place to lift up their holy hands and worship God in. So they will experience the glory, the Shekinah glory of God, and experience the power of God. So they set out in their mission to rebuild a holy place for the Most High God, a temple. The work started initially, but along the line there was opposition. And this opposition will lead to discouragement and more discouragement, until some people who were discouraged became indifferent. They now cared less, and they didn't mind what happened to the temple, whether it was reconstructed or not. It didn't affect them. Now that is a typical example of people who are getting discouraged. Because when they do get discouraged, you find that some of the things around them, they become insensitive to. Such a person may wake up and not even want to pray, may not even want to study the word, may not even feel like fellowshipping with the brethren, and may not even feel like going out to evangelize or win souls, and may develop apparent disinterestedness in life as well as the things of God. So Zerubbabel and Co. initiated or started the reconstruction of the temple, but somehow they began to face some opposition. And it was in the midst of this that God will raise prophets like Zechariah to encourage and to speak into the life of Zerubbabel. It is important to understand what it is to be discouraged, because every human being on a daily basis gets the opportunity to be discouraged. But what you do with that opportunity will determine whether you'll be depressed and sink low in spirit, or you'll be encouraged and rise above the circumstances and walk in faith and in the joy of the Lord. Somebody say amen to the word. The word discouraged, number one, means loss of confidence. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, cast not therefore away your confidence, which has a great recompense of a reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might obtain the promise. Sometimes Satan puts the children of God so much so under pressure, so that they will become discouraged, that they will lose their confidence and throw it away. The Bible is saying that your confidence contains the reward. So when you throw your confidence away, you have thrown away your future. You have thrown away your reward. You have thrown away the blessing. But when you keep your confidence, then it means that you are keeping the reward. Somebody raise up your hand and say, I will keep my confidence. The second meaning of being discouraged is loss of enthusiasm. When we say enthusiasm, it means to have a high interest in something. It means to be passionate about something. There are things that some people are passionate about in the natural, and there are also some things that in the spiritual we are supposed to be passionate about. So we don't have to lose our zeal. We have to be red hot at every time. The third meaning of being discouraged is to have a feeling of being disheartened. You have a feeling of being disheartened, let me put it better. To be disheartened means to lose your determination. You know, people start and they are determined to reach their goal. But along the line, something occurs, and then somehow their determination fizzles into the thin air. And then they lose it, and they are not able to continue to the end. Some of these things have happened to young Christians as well as old Christians, where in the aspiration to stay in the faith, they were determined not to backslide, but Satan brought opportunities of discouragement, and instead of rejecting it, they embraced it. And after the embrace, they saw themselves backsliding. May that not be your story. Can I hear a very loud amen to God's glory? So may you not be disheartened. May you not lose your determination. The word disheartened also means to be dispirited. It's as if all your joy has fizzled into the thin air. All your confidence has dissipated. All your understanding has vanished. And the desire to continue living is no longer there. The desire to continue fighting and pressing forward is no longer there. But tonight, that power shall be broken on your behalf. You shall not lose your determination. You shall not be dispirited. The third meaning of being disheartened is to despair. The word despair means to come to a place where you have loss of hope. Hope makes you look into the future with great expectation, with great anticipation. You look into the future and you see great possibilities. You are excited. You are charged. You are stirred and spurred on into action. But when a person despairs, even to pick a book and study to rewrite or to write an exam becomes a serious ordeal. When people despair, it's very difficult for them to pick themselves up and join the brethren in the place of worship and worship together. But again, I pray for you that may the spirit of despair leave your life completely. May the hope of God rest in your chest. And may you see a future pregnant with great opportunities and great possibilities coming to you. I haven't heard any encouraging amen today. In Numbers chapter 21 verse 4, the Bible says, after God had brought major deliverance by his hand for Israel, and Pharaoh and his army were defeated, and Israel now, you know, came along the route of the Red Sea. Look at Numbers 21 verse 4. Numbers chapter 21 verse 4. The Bible says they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the sea, to go to the Red Sea, sorry, to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged on the way. You see, God was taking them through places that they won't have much resistance. God was taking them through places so that their lives will be preserved. But the Bible says, as Israel followed the cloud that was ahead of them, they got to a place where the Bible says, and the soul of the people became much discouraged by reason of the way. All of us are in a race, according to the Bible. And all of us are running for a prize. One person is running in one track, another person is running in another track. As you run, you don't look on the race of your neighbor, because the one that is leading you is the Most High God. And it is through him who knows what to take you through. It is through him that you will arrive at your destination. Can I hear a solid amen to God's glory? The route by which it took Joseph was not a pleasant thing. I wonder how many parents will release their wards at age 17 into a strange environment. Not that they are going to pursue further studies, but you just release them to be sold as slave boys. Exactly that God did with Joseph. So, one person may be led one way, but remember, your destiny is completely different from theirs. Your blessings are different, and the purpose that God has for you is also completely different. So you don't look on another person's life to determine your life. If there is anything, draw inspiration and encouragement that what is written in the word actually works, and is working also in your time. And it's just a matter of time that yours will come to pass. Somebody shout amen, amen. So Israel were discouraged by reason of the way. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged in the training process of God. Don't be discouraged as God builds you up. Don't be discouraged as God takes you through terrains to toughen you. Don't be discouraged as God takes you through some passages to bring some understandings and wisdom to you. Just follow the Lord and learn not to complain. Somebody say amen, amen. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Paul was always in trouble. And if you were Paul's friend, or Paul was your leader, he was always being arrested and thrown into jail. You know, people can be very superstitious. Why is it that this preacher is always being arrested? Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes we can say he's too controversial. It may be true, it may not be true. Sometimes we can say that he's not ministering with wisdom. It may be true, it may not be true. But from this context, you realize that the nature of ministry that Apostle Paul had, was a ministry that in the various cities that he went to, people antagonized him. People just fought him because he was breaking barriers and he was establishing the kingdom of God in the hearts of men and women. And he was conquering cities and getting the souls won for the sake of the gospel. So you will notice Paul was talking and saying that, but the Lord stood by him and gave him strength to proclaim his message. But the Lord stood by him and gave him strength to proclaim, to preach, to declare, and to speak forth his message. When he needed men the most, he didn't get it. When he needed inspiration and encouragement from men, they were not around. But I want you to know your God is around. When all men forsake you, God will not forsake you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even unto the ends of the world. He said, although the mother may forget the suckling child, yet I, Jehovah, will never forget you. Can I hear an amen from that? He says, your names are engraving in my palm, and your walls are continually before me. The expression walls refers to your life. Your life is continually before the Most High God. And it's important to appreciate the fact that there are instances that your colleagues at work may not even stand with you. There are instances that some witnesses to a matter that you would expect will stand with you may not stand with you. There are instances when you have need and you have gone low in business or in finances and you are in a situation of depression and you expect support from those people that you may have supported previously. Some may not come to help you, but there is one thing that you can expect. God will send His Spirit to help you. God will stand with you through the thick and the thin. God will not leave you alone in the name of Jesus Christ. And to the discouraged soul, I say, be thou encouraged. May that demonic yoke of discouragement be destroyed from your life. May that feeling of loss of confidence be a thing of the past. What you are waiting for, keep pressing on, because it's just a matter of time. You will lay hold on that treasure. Is somebody hearing me? What is making you lose your energy and enthusiasm and you don't feel like waking up to pray? I ask that may your energies be restored by the Lord. May your enthusiasm be restored. May the zeal of the Most High God be restored into your life, that you become stronger than yesterday and become much stronger than the day before. May you become stronger even tomorrow than you were today. Somebody shout amen. May you not have a feeling of being disheartened. Don't lose your determination. Don't be dispirited. Don't despair. Don't come to a place of loss of hope. And tonight we arrest every such negativity. We are here to break the yoke. Oh, can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Victorious Elijah contested with more than 450 prophets of Baal. One man gave them the lead to offer sacrifices to their gods and to command the fire of God to come down upon their sacrifices, to lick it. He gave them from morning to evening. They were not able to accomplish their mission. Elijah was not disturbed at all. He kept taking a stroll back and forth, very comfortable, and saying to the heathen, pray hard. Peradventure your God has gone on leave. Pray hard. Your God will soon hear you. But he knew that there would be no answers to them, because it's as if Elijah had locked the heavens. May the heavens of the witches and wizards, which they have used to afflict you, be locked up. Is somebody hearing me? May the heavens of the occultic forces that have used that environment to attack your life, may their heavens be locked up. And when they command anything, may it not materialize. May it never work. When your name is mentioned in an occultic place, intending to bring condemnation, destruction, accident, or premature death into your life, may your name not register in the place. May God have delivered your name out of that wicked pot, and out of that wicked potion, and out of that wicked sacrifice. May your name name not register on the demonic radar. Is somebody hearing me? But may heaven rather hear your name and respond speedily and bring deliverance to you wherever you are. Can I hear an amen from somebody? So Elijah had accomplished a mighty feat. After the failure of the prophets of Baal, he decided now to step in and to demonstrate that Jehovah was God. He asked that a trench be dug around the altar and barrels of water be poured. So there was a little lake around the altar and his sacrifice was lying there. It was an impossible situation to have fire pass through the water and touch the stones and touch the sacrifice. But just when Elijah lifted up his voice, oh Mastaya Kataya, when God is with you, you are the majority. They may numerically outnumber you, but God is on your side and you are the majority. You cannot be in the minority. Is somebody really shouting amen? Although they gather, it is not of God, and it will never work by the grace of God. So Elijah called upon the God of fire, and instantly the fire of God came down. The fire of divine approval came down to affect the water and burnt the water and dried up the water. The Bible says, and the fire licked the water. And the Bible says the fire consumed the stones. There were some big stones that had been used in erecting the altar. The fire consumed every one of them. And the flesh that he had upon the altar to honor Jehovah, oh, that altar was approved of God, and the fire of God fell. Tonight I'm declaring to you that is in as much as you have set your heart to honor the living God, and you have set your heart in place to even honor Jehovah, may the fire of God fall upon your life and destroy the works of darkness that are around you. Somebody is not saying amen. I am here to declare the word of God, and you can preach alongside me by indulging in the amens. Can I hear an amen? And Elijah, the power of God came as the approval of God to lick the sacrifice. I'm telling you, there was such a demonstration of power and glory that all the prophets were afraid. One man could challenge over 350 prophets of Baal apart from the onlookers. I wanted to know, a whole household may be against you, but when God is on your side, you cannot fail. A whole colony of witches may have gathered against you, but when Jehovah is on your side, you are in the majority, and the hand of God is going to minister to you. Is somebody shouting, yeah, to God's glory? Then following that, the wife of the king at that time, Jezebel, said, if my husband will not do anything about this, I will do something. Because Elijah had ordered that all the prophets of Baal should be slain. I mean, such power and authority. His power exceeded the political power. Elijah was like a judge seated at the Supreme Court, that his decisions were irreversible. And all those people were slain. Then Jezebel came and said, your life is in danger. I will destroy you. When Elijah heard those words, instead of looking at things from the perspective of God, he looked at things from the perspective of man. I want you to know, one of the reasons why people get discouraged is that instead of looking at things from the perspective of God, they rather look at it from the perspective of man. But may God lift up your eyes, that you will look unto the hills, from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Your help cometh from Jehovah. May you not look to the arm of flesh that will fail. Some trust in horses and others trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Most High God. We will keep our eyes fixed on Him. The circumstances may look threatening and intimidating, but our God is bigger than the storm. Our God is bigger than the flood. Our God is bigger than the opposition. Our God is bigger than the setback. Our God is bigger than the financial crisis and the matrimonial crisis and the crisis in relation to your land and to the building. I wanted to know you have a God that is interested in every detail of your life. The Bible says, for He is touched with every feeling of your infirmity. If you feel downcast, God feels downcast. If you feel unhappy, God feels unhappy. If you feel depressed, God feels depressed. But He won't remain depressed with you. He will pick you up and say, arise, arise, for don't sit here, because if you sit here for too long, you shall be polluted. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying at all? My enemies, rejoice not over me when I fall. For when I fall, I will arise, and the Lord shall be light to me in my darkness. I want you to clap and shout better, somebody. So Elijah was very discouraged. Can you imagine? Man of God. Sometimes we heal the men of God so much we don't realize they are men. The man felt like committing suicide, but he wasn't bold. So he went to ask God, God, take my life, because my life is in danger. And when he slept, God sent an angel to wake him up and said, this is a meal by your side. Eat it, for the journey that you have to undertake is long. I want you to know you need to feed on the word. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says that the word of God is the power of God unto salvation. So as you are feeding on the word, you are feeding on power. You are feeding on power that breaks chains. You are feeding on power that opens the prison gates. You are feeding on power that can deliver the captives and set them at liberty and set them free. May that power of God be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So Elijah partook of that meal, and he received strength, and he continued for many days, and he was not discouraged. Discouragement is a tool of the devil, and the enemy used it against Israel. He used it even against David and his men in Ziklag, after the people, you know, came to attack them, and they took away their property and took away their wives and children. And the men of war, when they returned to Ziklag and saw their properties had been burnt down and the whole city had been reduced to ashes, the Bible said they wept until they could not weep any longer. Then they directed their anger because of discouragement upon the leader. Please take your anger from your mother. Take your anger from your father. I said, take your anger from the president of the republic of your country. Take your anger from your pastor and redirect the anger in the proper way. Let your anger be turned into faith, and let your anger be turned into the power of God, that you will deal with the enemy targets and destroy the works of the enemy and begin to be liberated, that you can rejoice and celebrate properly. Somebody say amen to that. So, church, Elijah was encouraged, because at that particular instance, he had been discouraged for some time. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 20, verses 8 and 9, was so discouraged with the attacks that he got after he declared some prophecies. And he said in Jeremiah 20, that the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach. Look at that. And a derision daily. Then I said, that's Jeremiah, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more of his name. Jeremiah said, anytime I spoke the word, it led to trouble, led to confusion, it led to people opposing me, it led to people attacking me. And I've gotten to a place where I'm deciding that I won't speak the word anymore in the name of the Lord. Don't say that. Don't say I won't go to church again. Don't say I won't pray again. Don't say I won't read my Bible again. Don't say I won't fellowship with the brethren again. Drop that thing. It is not of God. No matter your feeling, you can rise above your feeling, and you can cultivate the feeling of God, which is a positive feeling and which will make you go forward in the name of Jesus Christ. So sometimes people can feel perplexed in the circumstances surrounding them. And some people can be filled with doubt, that they begin to question whether God indeed said he would do what he would do. You remember John the Baptist, after he had been arrested and thrown into jail, he sent his disciples to go and ask Christ whether he was the Messiah or whether they must expect another to come. Jesus said, go tell John the Baptist that in my ministry the blind see, the deaf hear. He said the lame walk and the prison gates are opened to them. May you not be discouraged, I'm saying. I say I'm praying for you. May you not go into doubt. May you not be disheartened. May you not lose your determination, but may you go and pick it back. May you be highly spirited. May you be full of hope, full of divine enthusiasm, full of energy by the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you agree with me, let the amen be much louder. The clap be much more spontaneous in the name of Jesus. In such circumstances, remember God's promises are bigger than your problems. God's word is bigger than your challenges. God's power is greater than the enemy's power. The Bible says, for God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And let me take you quickly to the book of Nehemiah. And in Nehemiah, you will notice in chapter 4 that some characters have been mentioned there. One was Sambalat, and the other was Tobiah. If you read on, there were others who were mentioned, including some Arabs and some Ammonites and some men from Ashdod. The Bible says, as Nehemiah, one of the people who led the returnees from Babylon back to the land of their birth to rebuild the broken walls, the walls that had been broken down in Jerusalem, and he mobilized the people to start the reconstruction of the walls. These guys, Sambalat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men from Ashdod, they came to the place and they started seeing all kinds of things. While the work was going on, they were saying discouraging words and saying that, what do they think they are doing? Do they think they can reconstruct this wall and finish? They will never finish. They will try hard, but it won't succeed. They say even when they do it, this wall will be so weak that a little fox that jumps over it will make it collapse. And the words were discouraging. But the Bible says the people had a mind to work. May you have the mind to continue in Christ. I'm releasing that grace into your life. It's a grace. May you have the mind to persevere. I say, may you have the mind to continue in the things of God. May you not be dissuaded by the challenges, nor be discouraged by the delay in the answers. You are closer to the miracle than when you started. You are closer to the answer than when you started. It shan't be longer when God shall approve of you, and he will cause the heavens to be open and give you open heavens, and then shall you hear the voice of God. This is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And the Spirit of God shall come down like it came upon Christ. And the anointing of God shall settle upon your life. Tonight, receive the anointing where you are. I say, receive this grace of supernatural empowerment in the name of Jesus Christ, where you are. There were men that were strong, very strong in Samson's days. I'm sure there were men who were excellent bodybuilders, and they could lift weights and become national champions and continental champions. But Samson had a strength that was beyond the natural. His strength was not just a physical strength, it was a spiritual strength. And the Bible says all that he needed to do was just to stir himself, shake himself. And when he did, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. May the Spirit of God be stirred in your life. Oh, as I preach the word of God, may the waters of God be stirred in your life. May the grace of God be stirred in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as Samson shook himself, whenever he saw the Philistines and he was alone, he would get supernatural strength. He would get supernatural power so that he could deal with them with a single jawbone of an ass. They may have all the sophisticated weapons, but when they came before him, they were afraid of him, and there was a certain strength by which they could not overcome Samson. I wanted to know that tonight, your portion is that supernatural power. Oh, Samson could lift the gates of the city. He could plug them out of the pillars, the entrance, and lift them high above his head, and travel up the mountain for 3 miles, and deposit and dam those gates 3 miles away. Something that it would take an articulated truck to carry. Samson's strength was beyond the normal. I ask that weakness shall leave your body. that perennial weakness that affects the organs of your body, that affects your brain, that affects your lungs, that affects every part of your body. We rebuke it. May the high blood pressure and low blood pressure disappear. May the high glucose level in your blood disappear. Can I hear an amen? May that orphan weakness be arrested right now, and may a supernatural strength fall upon your life that at age 60 you will have the strength twice that of a 30-year-old person. At age 30, you will have the strength twice that of a 15-year-old man. I want you to know the strength of God is coming upon you. I see the strength. I see the strength. Wombs are being strengthened. Imaginations are being strengthened. Physical bodies are being strengthened. Now you'll be able to walk and your heart will not beat like formerly. You'll be able to walk and that palpitation and high heart rate shall disappear, and God will bring it down to normalcy. You will not be weak. You will not be sick. You will not be bedridden. You will not be overpowered by negative circumstances. At age 80, may you still walk on your feet. May you be able to serve yourself and still cook for yourself. May you be able to go on a stroll by yourself, go shopping by yourself. Come on, somebody is not saying amen. I am prophesying to you. There's a supernatural strength that comes on your physical body to take charge over your physical body, so that the thing that makes people grow weary and tired and old too quickly, may you look more glorious as you age. As thy days, that's what the Bible says, so shall your strength be. If the days are 10 days, may you have the strength of the 10th day, which is bigger than the first day. If the days are 30 years, may you have the strength of a 30-year-old. If the days are 60 or 50, may you have the double the strength of half that number. Oh, your amen is not convincing that something is happening to you. Oh, lift up your right hand and shout aloud with me. I receive strength. I receive supernatural strength. I receive grace to continue. There are some who lack mental strength. Every time they are confused, every time they are disturbed, every time they cannot focus, today those weaknesses are departing from you. Strength is coming mentally, and God will make you focus better. Your thoughts will be sharper. You'll be wiser. You'll be full of understanding. In the name of Jesus, shout yeah to God's glory. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I say I didn't hear an amen. I say you are receiving mental strength. The Bible says the wisdom of a man is stronger than 10 men in the city. May God give you wisdom. May God give you wisdom with understanding, with the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of counsel, and the spirit of might. Today you are taking it. Shout amen and put your hands together. Take the blessing. Take the blessing. May you be strengthened on your inner man with might and power. May you be clothed in the power of God. No longer shall you be weak. Can I hear an amen? I connect you today to the source of God. I connect you today to the resources of Jehovah. I connect you today to the economy of God. I say I connect you today to the abundance and superabundance of Jehovah, where there's no shortage and there is no lack, in the name of Jesus. In this connection, may your life be a channel through which God passes his resources and his blessings, that you will be a blessing to your day and generation. May you not be rich today and broke tomorrow. May you not be rich when you are young and broke when you retire. May there be a constancy in rise in terms of building of your wealth and capital, in the name of Jesus. May it come to pass that you shall be a testimony in your life, that this man, when he, as he ages, he's getting wealthier and stronger and wiser and better. May you have wealth. May you never lack dollars. May you never lack cedis. May you never lack pounds sterling. May you never lack the euros and any other currencies that God may connect you to, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the period of famine, Isaac was connected to a resource that was never dry. So when the Philistines and the others in the neighborhood dug their wells, they didn't get water. But Isaac alone, when he digs the well, he hits the water table, and water begins to gush out. I see the water of God gushing out of your life. May you hit the supernatural water table, and may the waters of the blessings of God begin to gush out. May the waters feed your wilderness. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? There is strength. There is strength. And the Bible says, God strengthened the hand of Zerubbabel. And he says, Zerubbabel, it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Zerubbabel, it is not that men have to use their manpower and struggle to make it, but there's a higher power that you can cruise upon. There's a higher power that can take you where you want to get to. There's a higher power that will help you meander your way through the obstacles and the limitation. There is a higher power of accomplishment that will bring you to where you belong. And it is this grace that I release to you. It is yours for the taking. It is yours for the receiving. It is a blessing you must appropriate by faith and shout, I receive. I receive in Jesus' name. Shout for the third time, I receive in Jesus' name. Prices may go up, but your finances will go higher. Oh, I'm not hearing an amen. Inflation may go up, but your blessings will excel 1,000 times more than that inflation. Somebody shout amen to God's glory. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So still in that Zechariah 4, verse 7, he says that the hands that have laid the foundation, that same hand of Zerubbabel shall lay the final stone. God has not brought you here to start and not finish. God will help us. I say, God will help you. You will start and finish well. You will not give up along the line. You will not perish in the wilderness. You will not die with the rest. But you belong to the Joshua and the Caleb generation that will enter their heritage and enter their promised land and take what belongs to them in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible in Genesis talks about the father of Abraham. The father of Abraham gave birth to three people who are mentioned in the Bible. I've mentioned Abraham, number one, number two was Nahor, and number three was Haran. These can be found in Genesis 11 from 27 to 32. Genesis 11 from 27 to 32. So Terah was the name of Abraham's father. And he had three sons mentioned there: Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Haran was the one who gave birth to Lot. That is why Lot became the nephew. In fact, at a point in scripture, God refers to Lot as the son of Abraham. So what happened? Terah one day said, let's travel from the air of Chaldees to Canaan. However, on their way to Canaan, Terah stopped in a place called Haran. And Terah died in Haran and never got to Canaan. From air of Chaldees, they were supposed to go to Canaan. But Terah stopped over either to rest, and unfortunately he died in Haran. He never arrived there. Today, anything that wants to interfere with the process of your journey, we ask for God's mercy to destroy that thing. Oh, whether it is sickness, disease, discouragement, doubt, unbelief, premature death, poverty, by the power of God, we forbid its interference and its satanic interruption with your destiny. We overpower it. We command it broken and destroyed. You will not be amongst them that start and are not able to finish, because the God whom we serve is the God who is Alpha and Omega. Tonight you'll be anointed with the anointing to start and to finish. You'll be anointed with the anointing to begin and to end. You will be anointed with the anointing to commence and to complete. You will not start or build a house and die prematurely that another may inherit. You will live in that house. You will see your grandchildren. I'm prophesying to you, and you will see your great grandchildren by the grace of God. You will not plant a vineyard and another will come and drink of the grapes. Is somebody hearing me? You shall be the first partaker of the fruit as the husbandman in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not give birth to children and some people will come and take them away as slaves and as house helps. God will give you the power to take care of your own. He will supply according to the children and the gifts that he gives you. You will have more than enough. God will provide. May you be anointed to start and finish. May you be anointed to commence and to end well. You are not only a starter, you will finish well. Although your beginning is small, your latter end shall greatly increase, and I release an amazing end for you. You will end in style, you will end in glory, you will end in success, you will end in victory, you will end in blessing, you will end in favor, you will end in wealth, you will end in riches, you will end in wisdom, you will end in understanding, you will end well, and you shall be a point of reference. People shall testify about what God is doing on your life. Hey, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, for thou shalt become a plain, for thou shalt come unto the stones of opposition, unto the stones of hindrance, and shout grace, and shout grace. Today we are here to shout grace to the obstacles, and shout grace to the limitations, and shout grace to the mountains. May the mountains of inability to complete be taken away. You will not go down the grave without a miracle. You will receive the miracle like Abraham in your day. You will receive the miracle like David in your time. You will receive the miracle like Joshua and enter the promised land in the name of Jesus. You will not perish in the wilderness. You will not die along the way. You will not be a casualty. You will not be numbered among them that are prematurely dead. The Lord will be your strength. May He strengthen your hand. May He strengthen your hand. May He strengthen your hand. May His hand rest upon your hand. May His power rest upon your power. May His grace rest upon your grace. May His wisdom rest upon your wisdom. I bless you. Imandorobosaya. Ayelerebekiaskaya. Yabiandorobokaya. Ayelerebekia. Yabiasileriba. Ayonoromokaya. Yumanunakaya. Luakataya. Yabristaya brehe. Yabuakataya brehe. Iluakataya. Ibandara makia luangbataya lobokua katakatua ristakataya breketaya ayelele mesua. Ayelele mesua. Ayelele mesua. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. And claim what is yours. Take what belongs to you. For the kingdom of God. Separate violence. And the violent take it by force. We take long life. And salvation by force. We take blessings. By the grace of God. We take it by force. We take the message of God, we lay hold on eternal life. Ayana Ramasua, Yavandiribikia, Yavanana Masaya, Yavanana Masaya. Let your hand be strengthened. Let your hand be strengthened. That you will not be discouraged. That you will not give up. That you will not talk with doubt and faithlessness. But may you have confidence, supernatural courage, and boldness, full of hope, and zeal, and determination for Jehovah. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are blessed to go beyond. You are blessed to traverse barriers and limitations. You are blessed to traverse your community, your region, your country, like Jacob, like Joseph rather. May your branch extend over the world. May you traverse even continental boundaries. May you traverse the borders of marriagelessness. May you traverse the borders of childlessness. May you traverse the borders of not owning your own house. May you traverse the borders of not having a means of transportation or the resources for transportation. May you traverse the borders of not having adequate clothing. May you traverse the borders of living without a job. May you get your job now. We lay hold on eternal life. We lay hold on salvation. We declare we have received a miracle. Ayala rabasua, imanda rabakia, ayanda rabakaya, ayanda rabakaya. We declare this oil of God, blessed of the Most High. Those watching online, take your anointing oil. If where you are there's no oil, apply some fluid on your life. Apply some liquid on your life, because the anointing of God is gonna come upon your life tremendously, tremendously in the power of God. Ya biastilere bekiastaya, ayilere bekiastaya, ya biastilere bekia, ayabakia. Shandarabasia, Shandarabasia, Imandiri Bikaya, Imandiri Bikaya. Oh, today, may the Lord anoint you as we take this olive oil. We declare, may God sanctify it and sanctify yours as well.